Now, there's another support group here today at the Open Day, and that is Action for Carers Surrey, and I'm joined by...
Hi there, my name is Sam Kane. I'm the Hospital Carer Support Advisor for Action for Carers.
So here at the hospital, what do you actually do?
Sure. So my role is supporting unpaid carers all the way through from admission to discharge. And we help with all kinds of things. So we'll look at it holistically. So it's thinking about how is caring role impacting on the carer? What support does the carer need? You know, what adjustments need to be made at home? What support needs to be brought in also from the community, etc.? And that's where we can really make a difference, try and pull things together.
Okay, so when somebody becomes an inpatient at the hospital and they've really then got to be discharged, I guess that is where your services kick in.
Absolutely. So we can help a lot with that, with supporting sitting at multidisciplinary team meetings with, well, family meetings with all professionals, and I can advocate for the carer and sort of talk for the carer. Sometimes it's a really overwhelming experience to be sitting there in a complex meeting about somebody you love so much and to express yourself, and that's where I can really help try and make a difference.
And sometimes the person themselves doesn't realize they are the carer, isn't it? So it could be the husband, could be the wife, it could actually be the children. That's the thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, you get people that, myself for example, sandwich carer. So I've got a daughter who's autistic. Sadly, my father's passed away, but I care for my mum now. She's got issues. And you're stuck in the middle, and you've got all these hats on that you're juggling. You just think, well, it's my daughter, or because it's my mother, you just get on and do it. But actually, you're an unpaid carer. Yeah. Another point I really think is important is that if your loved one goes into a nursing home or into a care home, you are still an unpaid carer. It doesn't end. And people often forget that and lose sight of that.
And the other thing that's magical about your service is you know the contacts, you know the people that can help, and therefore you're the way in for a lot of people.
Absolutely. So when I look at an unpaid carer, this may sound a little bit bizarre, but I'll look at them and think to myself, put myself into their shoes and or into the family footprint. So it's almost thinking, that's my mum, for example. My dad's the patient. What do they need? Where are things falling apart? And it's really getting a deeper understanding of the family unit. How does it work? How does it function? What support do they need? And pulling things in. And, you know, I'm one of those people that I don't believe there's a box. You think outside the box.
Yeah, so if people are, so we have somebody as an inpatient in the hospital, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. So basically, there's a number of ways you can touch with me. You can touch with me if you go to one of the ward managers, matron. That would probably be a really good first start. Otherwise, you can go onto our website and you can self-refer at www.actionforcarers.org.uk. You can do a self-referral, or you can get in touch with me directly at sam.kane, that's C-A-I-N-E, at actionforcarers.org.uk.